Secretary of State Mike Pompeo complained that the response by European allies has not been helpful. He told Fox News in an interview, "The Brits, the French, the Germans all need to understand that what we did, what the Americans did, saved lives in Europe as well." Dominique Raab, Britain's foreign minister, who is scheduled to travel to Washington this week to meet Mr. Pompeo, said all countries have a right to defend themselves. Asked in an interview with the BBC whether the killing was legal, Mr. Raab said, "There is a right of self-defense." He said he did not agree that the killing was an act of war and described General Soleimani to Sky News, another British broadcaster, as a regional menace. But Mr. Raab also said that he had spoken to Iraq's prime minister and president to urge a de-escalation of tensions in the region and that he planned to speak to Iran's foreign minister. In particular, the Europeans have tried to persuade Iran to keep the terms of the 2015 nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Mr. Trump pulled the United States out of it in May 2018, reimposing harsh economic sanctions on Tehran. Iran had slowly abandoned its adherence to parts of the deal before its announcement on Sunday. The Europeans are also working to keep the Strait of Hormuz open to shipping. About one-third of the world's oil tankers use the waterway, which Iran has intermittently threatened to close. Last July, Iranian forces seized a British-flagged tanker in the strait, trying to pressure the world to allow its oil exports, despite American sanctions. On Saturday, Britain's defense minister, Ben Wallace, said he had ordered the country's navy to accompany all British-flagged ships through the Strait of Hormuz. France has also stepped up diplomatic initiatives to ease tensions. President Macron spoke with President Bahrain Saleh of Iraq and the de facto ruler of the United Arab Emirates, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed of Abu Dhabi. On Sunday, Kataib Hezbollah, an Iraqi armed group close to Iran, warned Iraqi troops on bases that also house United States forces that they should stay at least 3,000 feet from their American counterparts starting on Sunday evening and not allow themselves to be used as human shields. In Lebanon, Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, another armed group backed by Iran, also called for revenge, telling his followers that United States bases, ships, and soldiers in the region were fair targets, while American civilians were not.